Alaska's Marine Highway System wants a court to order the fast ferry builder to provide new engines for the ships. State officials say engines on the Fairweather and Chiniga are wearing out faster than their warranties promised. Replacing the 8 engines could cost in the range of $20 million. The state filed a lawsuit last year, but continued talking to the manufacturer about a solution. Captain Mike Newsell says the state is now asking the court for a preliminary injunction to force action before the engines wear out.
If that happens, those vessels could be out of service before there's an ultimate resolution, which would mean the state would lose use and the state residents and communities would lose use of those vessels prior to the ultimate decision on that lawsuit.
He says quick action is needed because making new engines could take about a year. The engines have already undergone repairs. Newsell says that has extended their operating life, but the repairs are not permanent. The lawsuit and injunction motion are against Director Shipyards, which built the ships, and subcontractors that built the engines. Director officials could not be reached for immediate comment. The injunction motion does not specify that new engines be built by the same manufacturer, but Newsell says that's the likely solution.
We have looked at alternatives, what other engines are out there that we could replace these engines with. And to be honest with you, there's not any other diesel engines in the marketplace that meet the power-to-weight ratios that these engines have that would fit in the assigned space and have the correct weight to be used in these vessels.
The Fairweather, built in 2004, is based in Juneau and sails to Sitka and Petersburg. It's scheduled to begin Angoon service next year. The Chiniga, built in 2005, is based in Cordova and runs to Valdez and Whittier.